Welcome, welcome. You made it again. What's up? Thanks for being here yet again. As you're seeing around the world, there is slowly a lot of brainwashing. They're slowly conditioning society to accept the financial system described in Revelation 13, 16 through 17.
Order one tan suk and pay all within the same app. But 3 years ago, it was not unheard of for them to bring bundles of cash to make big purchases like a house or a car. Today, the majority are going cashless.
And this financial system, we're slowly getting accustomed to paying with our phones. We're slowly getting accustomed to everything being digital. Anything that you own is now a digital title. Back in the day, you could go buy some music CDs. Now it's all digital. You only own the license on Spotify. Back in the day, you can go buy some DVDs, and sure, you can still go buy some now, but you and I both know that for the most part, you're streaming it on Netflix or on Hulu. It's all a license-based society where you own nothing and you'll be happy. Have you heard that before from them?
You will own nothing and you will be happy. Remember, this is not me saying this. This is them. They are even running ads for the Great Reset. Handful of countries will dominate. I wonder which ones they might be. A terrifying coalition of big business, big tech, and left-wing totalitarians are so confident and so brazen. I mean, they just stole the US election, so I guess they're feeling pretty chuffed with themselves, that they are now promising you will own nothing and you will be happy. What they should have added is, and we, the very rich, will own everything and be even happier. Of course they will.
Pretty sure they've said that before. You will own nothing, you will be happy, and you'll just learn to grow with that new lifestyle that's going to be introduced on this world. Well, let me explain to you something. This question is an important one. Do you love money and what it can do for you? Here's why I'm asking this question. Because at some point in time, whether you're a Republican or whether you're a Democrat, I don't know what other country you're from, you'll have your own version of Republican and Democrat, okay? Whether you are brown or light-skinned, whether you're a Puerto Rican like me or you're a Russian, the day is going to come where a decision has to be made. Revelation 13, 16 through 17 speaks on it. And when that decision comes, that question is going to be very important. Universal basic income is being spread all around the United States of America. There are places already giving people $1,000 for nothing. UBI is already being tested. But will it always remain for nothing? I don't think so. I think that at some point in time, they're going to take this financial system and they're going to start applying a lot of different regulations, rules, and what happens when you have the government that's feeding your family, clothing your family, sheltering your family, decides to one day say, hey, listen, for the better good of this world, because we are the ones supplying your needs, we need to do this agenda. We need to unite in that agenda. Now, I don't know if you remember during the moments of the jab, the many people that went along with that agenda snitched on others, caused others to lose their employment. People riled up against each other because of the love of money. Because it was told to people that if you didn't get the jab, you were some sort of a zombie in this world, and you were going to cause everyone else to get sick, And then the snitching started, people started getting divided, and here we are in 2024, and what's happened? Have we learned our lesson? That was just a fire drill like the ones that they have at school. The real one? The real one's going to come as well. And that question, do you love money and what it can do for you, is going to be tested. Because let me tell you something. Yes, we need financial support sometimes. Yes, we all got to pay our bills and work. I get all of that. But at the end of the day, there's one who can supply more than anything that you and I could ever do. And that is the King of Kings. And at some point in time, we're going to be tested. You know, Luke 12:31, seek the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God. Start making that decision in your mind now. So when the moment comes that they say, bam, the financial structure is set up in play, that you can make a decision in an easier way. Because you're following the kingdom. You're no longer following the kingdoms of this world. And once your mind is a kingdom-minded mind, everything changes. Everything changes. Do you know why? Because Jesus changes everything. That includes your life. That includes my life. May we repent and live for him today more than ever. I love you. You know that? I appreciate you passing by. Tune in. More videos are coming every single week. Subscribe. Press that like button right there. That goes a very long way. This is a non-monetized channel. So you pressing like and share for these short videos, it's going to be a true blessing, all right? God bless you. Thanks for those that are supporting this ministry, that consider supporting us. That'll be an awesome thing. And God bless you and your whole family, and see you in a couple of days.